All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of UX Pathways, and I'm happy to be joined by Ryan Leffel. Ryan, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Excellent. Glad to kick off season two. And
glad to be here for season two.
Yeah, season two. I'm so happy we're able to connect. I know we were working on jumping in season one, but hey, there's plenty more fun to unpack because I have new questions this year that I'm asking my guests. But I still wanted to start off and ask, you know, what is your current role?
So I am the head of design at Priceline, priceline.com. I have been at Priceline for coming up on 3 years, I guess, at the end of the summer. So I started in September of 2019. So I had a few good months in the office before pandemic hit and things got a little bit crazy. So I oversee our product design team and our user research team. So my team is responsible for the design and the research that you would see if you visit Priceline on desktop, on mobile web, or on our apps, which would be iOS and Android.
Awesome. So you've been at Priceline, but how did you stumble into this whole thing that's called user experience?
Yeah, so for me, and this is, you know, kind of probably, you know, dating myself a good bit, but in the late 90s, I thought I was going to be a developer. I was interested in HTML, and, you know, I thought that I wanted to put things together and figure out how to build, at the time, actually, oddly enough, CD-ROMs, right? I thought that was, you know, at the time it was a cool thing, right? And there was a need for them. But even websites, right? And what, you know, to make a long story short, what I quickly learned is I wasn't great at building websites or doing the whole code and program thing. Like, I was interested in, why are we putting this thing together the way we are? And what do people really need? And what will make this easy? And what does this business really need to deliver? That led me to the interactive telecommunications program at NYU at the Tisch School of Arts. And during my 2 years in that program, I focused on one, programming, and two, and I think this is really the most important thing, what I was most interested in was user experience and research and design. Right? Programming, I wanted to understand just because I knew that if I really wanted to get into design and how things should be put together, I had to understand how they're put together, right? So that's really what it was. And I did my thesis project on, it was an e-learning project. And my focus was really research and design, designing an e-learning platform. My thesis advisor at the time was a guy named Bob Greenberg, who was the founder of RGA, which is a large digital agency. And he pulled me aside after the thesis, and I'll kind of never forget this. He was like, look, I want you to meet people at RGA. I'm just going to open the door for you, and you're going to have to do the rest. So that ultimately got me my first job at RGA. And this is early 2000s. I stayed there for a little over 5 years. I, you know, worked with some incredibly, incredibly talented people who, you know, I kind of still look back at as mentors today. So really, learned a lot, but that, you know, that's really how I first got into it. From there, it just kind of, you know, progressed and evolved, and, you know, spent more time, I spent time at agencies. I spent time on brands. I took a step back and tried to start a business, you know, but, you know, kind of looking back and connecting all the dots, I think it ultimately got me to where I am today.
That's an amazing journey. Yeah. It's so interesting how you can look back at some of those mentors and really see, kind of start connecting those dots, which I think is so important as you continue to grow in this field. And the one thing that I keep thinking about that comes up is, why do you think user experience has transformed into this sought after career?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when I think about it, and, you know, especially, like, again, kind of looking back from my own experiences, right? What I think about is how humans and companies or brands evolve over time. When I think about when I first started doing design, it was, you know, I was doing wireframes for, you know, big screens, and that's really all it was, right? It was one screen. And it's not that there weren't challenges that came with it or complexities, because there certainly were, but it was one screen, right? And then that kind of grew into smaller screens and many screens and entire experiences. And, you know, thinking about entire experiences, there's a lot of different channels out there. And, you know, I think nowadays as a designer, it's not thinking about one screen or many screens, because it is, but it's also thinking about the entirety of an experience, right? And, you know, kind of like if you back up and think about it, right? And again, dating myself a little bit here, but I remember as a kid, we had VHS, right? And we had cassette tapes, and they're just like incredibly cool, right? And then we had DVDs and CDs, and it was like mind blowing, right? Like, wow, it's like all that stuff fits on this disc, and I could, you know, like watch a movie now from this tiny little like disc, right? And now it's like, if you think about where we are now, like everything is streaming, right? Or it can be downloaded from the cloud in a click of a second. Technology moves like incredibly quick, right? And with that, customer expectations, I think, also move at a very, you know, quick right now. If you put this all together, right, there's a lot of new complexities and a lot of new opportunities that come with these changes. And I think in order to stay relevant, companies really need to make sure they understand how and why their customers can be happy on any screen, every step of the way, at any touch point. And I think there has been a big investment that has been made in user experience over the past few years that certainly wasn't there when I got into this in the early 2000s. It's not that there wasn't an investment. It was just kind of like, okay, you're, you know, a designer, user experience designer. It didn't really carry the same weight. And I don't think it carried the same value as it carries today, right? But mm-hmm. I think because of those things, user experience really has become a priority today. And companies are making a bigger investment. And with that, there are a lot more jobs out there, right? So it's a field that has a lot of jobs. It's interesting work. It's exciting work. Pays pretty well. And I think that's why people start to move to it, right? There's kind of like the demand and the need. But on top of that, there's also schools that are offering user experience electives, right? Going years back, that wasn't really the case. Or there's boot camps or certificate programs like General Assembly. And they're offering quick roadmaps to actually like get into the field. You know, so I think it's really a combination of all those things, which kind of bring us to where we are today in terms of it being a good field to get into. It's a hot job market. I don't necessarily see it cooling anytime soon. And in fact, I mean, there's, you know, like businesses are always going to have needs and customers are always going to have problems that we need to solve for. That's never going to go away. So.
Yeah, so true. So, I mean, we've got this flood per se of work, of problems, of
yes.
solutions that we're working towards. Where do you see this field going?
So, you know, it's like, so the obvious answer here is like thinking about like augmented reality, virtual reality, AI, thinking about gestures and all, you know, like this cool stuff, right? And yes, I think that's certainly going to be a place that we are headed. But I think before we really get there, I think where we're going to see changes in the more immediate is going to be designers who have traditionally been more generalists, I think are going to start to become more specialized, right? Whether it's thinking about, you know, content, copy, user research, whether it's just really digging into, you know, data and analytics, becoming a product designer, maybe, or maybe focusing on motion, you know, micro interaction design. I think we're going to see designers actually start to pick up a focus. And I think that is something that is starting to happen now. Maybe it's focusing on design systems, right? Like, so these types of things are starting to happen. And I think that they are going to kind of spread off and almost become disciplines within disciplines more so than they are today. And I think, you know, so I think that kind of separation within, you know, the craft of design is one area where I think we're going to start to see a lot of change. I think another area, and this has been the case, but again, I think because of the stuff we discussed earlier, you know, maybe even more so, but it's really understanding like, you know, business and how do businesses work and what are problems that businesses have to solve and how are we able to do that in just a very quick, streamlined, efficient way for customers, right? Like the scope of problems are getting bigger and to the need to understand how businesses work, I think, becomes ever so more important for a designer. All the other cool, fancy stuff, right? Like the augmented stuff and, you know, the metaverse and whatnot, like that's all going to come for sure, right? But I think there's going to be a lot of changes that we're going to see in the field before we really get there. And I've heard, you know, like machines, like one last piece on this. So like,
yeah.
I have a lot of people talk about like, yeah, machines are going to take over, right? And sure, like, I'm sure, you know, machines are going to be, you know, like that's just going to advance and it's kind of, like almost impossible to think about what that could be. But the one thing I do firmly believe is that in order to solve a person for a problem, in order to solve a people problem, you need a person to be able to do it. So I don't really ever think we're going to get to that place where it's all machines, right? I think we're always going to need designers who are people to help solve problems for other people.
Yeah, the human is still in the mix.
The human is absolutely still in the mix.
They're not going to go away. Yeah, that's really, I love how you started stressing that the specialist, because that comes down to the whole UX maturity model, which is, there's so many out there. Human factors, Nielsen Norman, Jared Spall. I mean, you can go down the list of maturity models, but as your organization does grow and you are going to have to specialize. And I think that's a really good message for those that are interested in getting into user experience, because there has been kind of that generalist umbrella that we've all known for a long time.
Yeah.
And then sure, there's kind of those three pillars, research, design, and testing that are within there. But now you're even talking about a further specialization.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, I just think it's important. It's something I even talk to my team about all the time. Like, think about a niche or a focus area. You know, like, what are you really interested in? It's not like pick one thing today and that's it forever. You know, like, everyone has long runways that are their careers, right? So especially when you're early on in your career, you know, it's really important to just to become a student of the game, so to speak, and, you know, research what are the different possibilities and what are other areas of design that I could get myself involved with. You can find that one thing. If it really inspires you and it's something you really enjoy, then that's the thing you go after, right? And in the long run, I do think it helps set designers apart when they find that thing and they just want to be, you know, like the master at that one thing. It doesn't mean you can't be good at everything else, but you kind of find like that one area within user experience, and you could really go a long way with it.
Totally agree with you. Ryan, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thanks for all the words of wisdom.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here.